is can be understood on multiple levels. Hardes, Pshat, Remez, Drus, Sod. I want to share with you an incredible Remez, which is attributed to the Arizal, but there's a tremendous message to it, and it speaks to the importance of the Inyan of Shalom and Avas Yisrael. It's a pasuk in the beginning of the parasha, Parasha Shoftim. It says, Ki yipolei mimcha davar lamishpat, bein dom l'dom, bein din l'din, ubein nega l'nega, divrei rivos b'sharecha. There'll be something that will be concealed from you, hidden from you, regarding judgment, bein dom l'dom, bein din l'din, bein nega l'nega. So each of these expressions obviously refers to various types of issues that require resolution. Rashi comments on it, the Gra and the Derech Eliyahu has commentary on this. So Mikra, what are we referring to? Dam l'dam, din l'din, nega l'nega. And then another expression, divei rivos b'sharecha, again, issues that require resolution. That's the Pshuta of Shomik. In the Likutei from the Arizal, he has a Moridik Pshat in this pasuk. And to understand it, there's a Medrash that I need to quote for you. It's a Medrash that appears in, they say, Zohar Chadash. Parts of this Medrash you can find in Eicha Rabasi as well, but not the full Medrash that I'm reading to you now, but parts of it. It's based on a pasuk in Tehillim, Karu li zeidim shichos asher lo kisor asecha, that enemies of the Jewish people who are bent on its destruction, they dug ditches asher lo kisor asecha, that were not consistent with your Torah. So the Medrash is as follows. Shalu malachei hashoris l'Kadosh Baruch Hu b'shas ha-churban. The malachim asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Ribono shel Olam, kasavta v'sorasecha. You wrote in your Torah, v'shafach es damo v'chiso v'ofer. There's a mitzvah of kisui hadam. Yishach t'chaya v'of, you have to cover the blood. That's what it says in the Torah. The kan ksiv, and here it's written regarding the churban, connection to the churban. Shafchu damam kamayim svivos Yerushalayim ve'en kover, pasuk in Tehillim. That Jewish blood was spilled not to be covered, not to be buried. So it's karu l'zeidim shichos asher lo kisor asecha. The way that things have been happening to Klal Yisrael is inconsistent with what you write in the Torah. Another challenge of the Malachim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kasavta b'sor asecha. Oso v'espino v'sishchatu b'yomecha. You write in the Torah, there's a mitzvah of oso v'espino, not to slaughter an animal and its child the same day. V'kan habonim nishchatim v'enei avos ros. And here you have, throughout history, situations where massacres of Jews, parents and children together. These two things are in the Midrashim as well, another Midrashim too. Now there's something more. Kasavta b'sarasecha, it's written in the Torah, Ritziva ha-Kohen ufinu es ha-Bayis. The Kohen is coming to inspect a Bayis ha-Menuga. And before he looks at it and issues what he thinks should be the verdict, Tamei Otor, he declares that everything should be taken out. All the utensils, so that may not become tame when he pronounces it. He pronounces it tame. That's what it says in the Torah. The kanksiv, here it says a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Beis Lamidvav, Vayisrafu es Beis Elokim, Vayinatsu es Chomos Yerushalayim, Bechol Arminoseha Sarfu Baesh, Bechol Klei Machmadeha Lahashchis. Destroy the Beis Hamikdash, and not only the Beis Hamikdash, the structure, but all of the kelim that were inside were all destroyed and taken away. So, Karu li zeidim shichos asher lo kisor asecha. The words in the Torah indicate something which is not reflecting the reality of how the enemies treated us. That was the challenge that was posed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, he says, Kulum yeh shalom ba'olam. Is there peace in the world? Do you have peace among yourself? Ho ve'en shalom ein kulum. There's no peace. All bets are off. It's a frightening medrash. So Kuti Torah with Chaim Vital brings from his Rebbe Darizal that all of this is alluded to a derech remez in the pasuk in the parsha. Ki palei mimcha davar lamishpat. There'll be something that will be hidden from you. Bein dam ledam. The history of Kal Yisrael. Bein dam ledam, meaning v'shafach es damo. In the Torah it says, cover the blood. Kal Yisrael, the history has been, we've been slaughtered, and it hasn't been a burial. Bein din ledin, between the din of Oso v'espino v'sishchatu b'yomechad, and the fact that it didn't happen that way in our history. Mothers and children, fathers and children. Uvei nega la nega. And here, everything was destroyed, outside and inside. What's the answer? I don't know. The answer is, divrei rivos b'sharech. The answer is, what's the cause? It's the rivos, the lack of shalom. That's the underlying cause, sinas chinam. How do you, what's the antidote to that? What brings achdus? V'kamta v'alisa elamok mashivcha Hashem olakecha. Come to Yerushalayim, Yer Shechubro lo yachtav, Yer Sheosa ko Yisrael chaverim. Through that, through the Torah, there'll be shalom. That's a pasuk in the beginning of the parsha. At the end of the parsha, you have Egla Rufa. You find a corpse between two cities, and you have to measure where is it closest to. And then it says, "V'nikshu hakohanim b'nei Levi." Kivam bachar Hashem okecha l'shar sol varech b'shem Hashem. Hashem chose them to serve. Ba'piyam yia kori v'chonaga, and they through them yia kori v'chonaga. In a similar expression, rivenega. And then the Kainim are involved, and there's a declaration that's to be said by the Kainim, by the Kohanim. The Netziv writes in Hamikdavar. He says, the Kohanim have a responsibility. Kivam bachar Hashem. The bracha is a bracha. The tefila is a tefila. V'alpiyam yeh koriv v'chonega. Koriv b'nadam l'chaveiro. V'chonega onche shamayim. He explains, the Kohanim are shomrei Torah. They're responsible for the community. So anything that happens in the community, somehow they're responsible. It's their leadership. Kohen Gadol should have davened that a Ritzeach should not commit murder b'shogeg. That's why he dies and the Ritzeach goes free. Says the Netziv, that's the pshat in the pasuk. Al piyam yeh kori b'chonaga, they didn't do enough to create shalom between people through their tefilos, through their efforts. So there's a certain responsibility and they didn't live up to the responsibility. That's the pshat in the pasuk. More al derech tzachus, I found something very interesting in connection to the same pasuk in the Aznaim LaTorah. So, Tzamit Zerubskin brings a story. There was a big machlokes that took place where people were rodef the great of Yaakov Gesundheit, Av Beis Din de Varsha. And three gedolim came to try to create shalom in the city, but they were unsuccessful. Before they left the city, they came to the Rav of Varsha to say goodbye. So he was mechabed them. They made a good-hearted effort. And he made a suda, and he was mechabed one of them, who was happened to be a Kohen, to lead the Zimun. But before he gave him the kos shel bracha, so the Rav of Chaim Yaakov Gesundheit, Pres Yaakov, he wrote on the Svar, many Svarim, he said, "You're a Kohen, I want you to have a special kavana when you lead the benching." And they're wondering, what is the Asra saying? What do you mean? So it happened to be Pasha Shoftim that week, coming up with Pasha Shoftim. So he had a problem. He said, why does the Pasuk have to elaborate here at the end of the Parsha? Who are the Kohanim? What is their role? The Kohanim have to approach. And who are they? Bachar Hashem Elkech L'sharso L'barak B'Shem Hashem Tal Piyem Yeh Kori V'Chonoga. Why is all this here? And the answer is, because it's not just the Zakenim have to feel responsible for what happened with someone having been killed, but the Kohanim have a chilek as well. How so? Because the role of the Kohanim is l'sharso. Ulevarech b'shem Hashem. And what is the bracha of the Kohanim? What is the zenith and the epitome of the bracha, the yasim lecha shalom, their responsibility is to bring shalom. Everything follows the chitum, the culmination, shalom. If the Kohanim would bless Klal Yisrael with the appropriate kavana, belief shalom, of shalom, there could never be such a maisa of Egla Rufa, of someone getting murdered, there could never be such machlokas. It couldn't happen. The Alpihem Yia Karivacho Naga, he teaches Derech Tzachus, that the bracha was just lip service. The Alpihem Yia Karivacho Naga. Why was there Riv and why was there Nega? And why did all this happen? Because it was just a bracha min asafa v'lachutz. It was just a bracha of words. And therefore the Kohanim have to come and approach and be part of the process of Egla Rufa, to Mahar B'tshuva, to make the declaration as well, in order that they could atone for that and realize that their responsibility is to really inspire shalom. And therefore, says the Rav of Arsha to the Rav who was a Kohen, he says, you're going to bench right now, know you have responsibility in your Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon brings shalom. The Gemara says in Bamitzia, Kad Mishlam Saira Mikada Rami V'azil Tigra B'vesa. In other words, when the barley runs out of the barrel, that's when machokas comes. When there's no food at home, there's no parnasa, you get machokas. How many machokas can come because there's not enough money? Birchas HaMazon brings bracha and parnasa and shefa. Hashem Yivarech Es Amo B'Shalom, we end at the end of the psukim, at the end of benching. If you bench with proper kavana, you use the opportunity to bring shalom into the world. Everything you do brings shalom, especially a kohen who's mevarech. And therefore, that's the responsibility. All of us, in one way or another, are kohanim. We all represent Torah. We all have a feeling for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is in need of Yeshua's ever since the kidnapping of a few months ago and through the whole summer. That is a yeshiva bachur that's missing now, still hasn't been found, I don't think, no one knows.
They say he found the body.
Very terrible. We have to feel that we have an achrayis, every one of us has an achrayis in one way or another to live up to inspiring shalom, because if the root cause of all the tzaras is divrei ribos b'sharecha, then if we counter divrei ribos b'sharecha, then little by little we can hope for Yeshua's benachamus. Shabbos shalom.